My name is John Erling. Today's date is April 6, 2009. State your name.
I'm Bob LaFortune.
Where were you born?
I'm a native Tulsan. I was born here in January of 1927.
Tell us the building where we are right now.
We're having this meeting in my office, 937, the Philtower Building, at 5th and Boston, downtown Tulsa.
Tell us how the LaFortune family came to Tulsa.
My parents moved to Tulsa in 1920, shortly after they were married in South Bend, Indiana. Both my parents come from South Bend, my mother from Mishawaka, which is a suburb of South Bend.
And their names were?
My dad's name was Joseph A. LaFortune, and my mother's name was Gertrude Leona LaFortune. Their maiden name was Tremmel.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yes, our family consists of four children, an older sister, Jean, who's now deceased. I have a brother and a sister who are twins, Mary Ann Wilcox, and my brother, J.A. LaFortune, Jr.
Can I jump back to your grandfather and grandmother, where they were, how they...
Yes, on the maternal side, my grandparents lived in Mishawaka, Indiana. They were Germans. The earlier family name, beside Tremmel, which is my mother's maiden name, on the maternal side was Wax, W-A-C-H-S. So my mother grew up in a very German community in Mishawaka. Originally, they immigrated from, the Wax did, from Europe, from the Alsace-Lorraine area of France and Germany. On the paternal side, the knowledge we have is a little earlier. There was a French soldier who came to the Canadian province in about 1635 as a soldier, I'm sure, to fight the British, because they were always fighting each other all the time. After his soldiering, he settled in an area near Montreal. Successive generations of his family farmed on a river going kind of northwest from Montreal. The original name of that soldier was not as constituted today. It was, at the time, Tillier de LaFortune. The name got shortened as the family, I think, according to my dad, migrated to South Bend, Indiana, just for purposes of writing the name in a payroll. They took off the Tillier de and left the LaFortune. On my mother's side, I have all German heritage, so I would be a half German. And then from my father's side, because he had an Irish mother and a Canadian-French father, I'd be a fourth Irish and a fourth French.
When your father came to Tulsa, what was his job? Why did he come professionally?
My dad dropped out of school in the seventh grade, and that was to support the family. He worked. When he was about 19 or 20 years old, he took some day courses at Notre Dame in journalism. Then he went in the Naval Air Corps during World War I, served for about a year, did not go overseas with that, but finished that. Then he got a job with the YMCA, kind of in bodybuilding and physical training. And someone in that interest suggested to him that he should look at Oklahoma as a place to move, that it was kind of a new frontier, obviously, in the oil business. So that's what he decided he would try. Other than that, he worked for the Indiana Water and Gas Company in South Bend for a while. Then when he was about 25, he decided to come to Tulsa. He came down here first and looked for work. An interesting story about how he looked for work that he always used to tell us. Since he didn't really know anybody or have any contacts here, he just went to the tallest building in Tulsa, which I think at the time may have been the Kennedy Building or one of those. He said, I just went to the top floor and just started going in all of the offices and worked my way down to the street floor, because he had a little work in journalism. That was his interest. He went to the Tulsa World, got a job there as a reporter, which didn't last very long. He always told us that they eventually let him go. He got a job with the Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, and then he developed his own business of writing house bulletins for small oil and gas companies. That eventually led him to meet W.K. Warren. This is after they were married, obviously. I can go back to that in a minute. He met W.K. Warren, and he and his wife had a business marketing natural gasoline products. My dad wrote this house bulletin for his company for a while. Eventually, Mr. Warren offered him a job. My dad took the job, but also required that he receive some kind of stock interest in this little company. So rather than putting all of his earnings in a salary, he took the stock interest in the company, which eventually, of course, had a lot to do with the wealth that he was able to build. Going back a little now, maybe to my mother and dad, they were married in 1920. My dad moved mother down to Tulsa. The first place they lived was what they call the library apartments. If you remember, our earlier Carnegie Library for Tulsa was at 3rd and Cheyenne. There was a 3-story or so apartment building next door to that on the west side, and that's where they lived for the early years of their marriage. Then within a few years, they had their first daughter, my sister Jean, who deceased in about 1987. And then they had my twin brother and sister, Mary Ann and Buddy, in 1925, and then I was born in 1927.
So then that was Warren Petroleum that he worked for, your father.
Yes, it was Warren Petroleum. That was a very unique business in that day because Bill Warren had established a business of recovering liquid products from the gas stream that came out of the oil fields. If you remember the early days of the oil field production all over Texas, Oklahoma, wherever, Louisiana, was that a lot of gas was flared. A lot of the historical pictures have huge gas flares. Well, that's because people didn't have any end use of that natural gas that was coming out as the oil was being produced. Companies, however, were beginning to look at that gas as a resource. And they also learned that there were a lot of liquid products that was flared with that gas. So businesses were established that recovered the natural gas through gasoline plants, they called it. Gasoline plants would recover the different fractions of the natural gas, the highest fraction being like an ethane, or then a propane, or then a butane, and then a lower fraction, which was called natural gasoline. The Warren Petroleum Company had a motto that was on all of their logos in the early days. It said, just natural gasoline. And that's because they went around to different crude oil producers who were flaring this gas. They'd write up a contract to take the gas, and they'd market it through a gasoline plant. The liquid products would come off. They'd sell the higher products, the butane and propane, for chemicals and for household heating. And the lower products, like the natural gasoline, was recycled back into the crude oil streams to the refiners. And obviously, being a product like that, it upgraded the quality of the crude oil. So it was a very valuable product in the refining process. That's why that company thrived during the 1920s and even the 30s when the Great Depression was on. That company was thriving because of the capture of these end products.
Over the years, your father moved up in rank within the company?
My dad was always the number two person behind Bill Warren. The company bought and built natural gasoline plants. They had small natural gas gathering systems, and they gradually established themselves as a public company. They went on the New York Stock Exchange in the late 40s, I think. And, of course, my dad had this interest that he had acquired in the very earliest days with Bill Warren, so that maintained a substantial stock ownership for our family, so to speak, in the company. Warren Petroleum then eventually sold to the Gulf Oil Company initially, and then Gulf sold to Chevron and so on. So that was a very beneficial thing for our family and probably one of the reasons that my dad found the wealth that he did.